This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some public health advocates are calling for limits or bans on the sale of tobacco products. Some experts see evidence that COVID cases can be worse in people who smoke or vape. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
One early scientific study indicates that COVID-19 patients in China were more than twice as likely to get severe infections if they were smokers. Smoking also means repeatedly bringing your hand to your mouth when we're all being cautioned not to touch our faces. Now, the New York State Academy of Family Physicians has called for a ban on sales of tobacco and e-cigarettes during the pandemic. And the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Disease has increased its push for an end to sales. Dr. Gan Juan is from the union.
This is really the best time for governments to take action to force the tobacco industry to stop selling tobacco in their countries.
Around 34 million people in the U.S. smoke cigarettes. Dr. Michael Siegel at the Boston University School of Public Health agrees that quitting smoking and vaping will have positive health benefits, but says a ban could have unwanted consequences.
You really do have a danger of a black market developing. You know, to me, that is the main obstacle to prohibition. Honestly, not the economic consequences to the tobacco companies.
The National Association of Tobacco Outlets didn't have a comment at this time. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.